السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I receive a reflection from brother Habib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to live his name. And I bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I read his reflection, I can see his soul is growing and his soul is getting free. Because the way you reflect and you take it seriously about Quran, this is the way you can dig inside and discover yourself. Quran can make you discover yourself. But when you read his reflection is simple, but it's not simple at all. If you read with his reflection, the ayat, the most dangerous ayat in Quran. What happened if I'm not in a remember of Allah? What happened if complaining and blaming? What happened if I'm not content and in a state of shukr? Musiba. And what happened if I have all the knowledge and I heard the message and turn back of the message? Like one sister, I used to love her for Allah. May Allah be with her and all of us. One time she told me, I don't feel the zeal anymore. I lost it. What make you lose the zeal? You see, if you're looking for outside answer, you will not get it. I tell her, check your heart. And what happened? She sent me a list of a complaining. And when I read the complaining, it has nothing to do with her situation. And even these messages, did I mention a name? Did I mention a situation? Did I mention anything? Or my niya is to be good? I bear witness, I will share with you something very strong. I will tell you the truth in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I start really respect you, brother Habib, more. And I start love you more. Why? Brother Habib, one day when I came to India, I really give it to him. I really give it to him. You mean it, I give it to him. But Allah bear witness. I do not give it to him to be arrogant over him. I do not give it to him because I have a revenge between me and him. I do not give it to him because I won't be a big shot. Wallahi, I bear witness. I give it to him, for Sabilillah. And when he left, I cried to Allah and I make dua for him. And I make dua for me. Because Allah bear witness. What I done with him, I do not mean except goodness. Sure, I was tough. I was harsh. Because I felt he's in a desperate situation. I do not like what I saw. I do not like what I feel. His face, I don't like it. You see, when you're not content, when you're not happy, when your iman go down, it make your face ugly and dark. And when you start going to iman, all of a sudden, when I saw his photo during one of the campaign of Project Smile, his face is getting lighter. His soul is getting lighter. I hope, brother Habib, you forgive me of what I'm doing. Because what I'm doing is not for you, is not for me. All of us going through it. But brother Habib, his own reflection, this particular one, I'm forwarded to everybody. Inside it is something scary. You remember verse 179 Al-A'raf? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will not stray you unless He give you the knowledge. What happened to Iblis la'natullahi alayhi? He have all the knowledge. And when he fail, he blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see it today. I see it. I see it all over. Individual, collective, family. We love to blame. Once I fail in a condition, I love to blame. Wallahi, my brother and sister in Islam, if you drop dead, you cannot blame nobody. You cannot complain about nobody. We have to stop the Indian drama. We have to stop all this drama. It will not benefit you. It's the sickness and illness and wicked inside your heart. Don't tell me my heart is clean and your behavior is different. Don't tell me my heart is clean and your behavior is different. Don't tell me my heart is clean and your behavior is different. This is sickness. This is sickness. This is arrogance. This is ego. This is blindness. Read Brother Habib Reflection. I see it in my life. People come, people go. People come, people go. Why are you coming? Supposed to be coming for Allah. Why are you going? Dunya, nafs, situation, arrogance, ego. Why? Why Allah will snatch it from me? Deep down, I'm not thanking Allah. Deep down, I'm not content. Once you start blaming and complaining, meaning not content, is not with people. Go back to me. Go back to what you heard from me before. Before you blaming and complaining people, you're blaming and complaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing cannot happen without your qadr. Today, I was thinking, inshallah, with this one also, read Brother Habib Reflection and read letter from Allah. Read letter from Allah. Because today, we're still far away. Our iman, no, is very low. Our contentment, very low. Our thanking Allah is very low. Our appreciation for each other is very low. Why? The nafs is very high. Where's death? Where's basic iman? Where's basic thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look, look what's going on. Please watch the news. None of us have a dot to complain about it. None of us has a dot to complain about it. Where's the most richest people in Iraq in the 60s? When Iraq was over even Saudi Arabia and Libya and all this. Iraq was very rich in the 60s. And people have made. Now they're running in the desert, have nothing. How many verses in Quran? No village and town and city without it has a book. It has a book written, meaning the moment it was written, Allah will destroy it. Where's my house? It's gone. My bank account is gone. Family is gone. Nothing. What I have. But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about the economy? Or the houses? Or the decoration? Or is who running the government? No. The whole earth and what it contains, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I do not create ins and jinn except to worship me, to know me, to thank me, to show gratitude to me. Please, my brother and sister, wallahi, if I'm not doing this for sabilillah, I can't. Imagine I have 2-3 reflection. I know 100 and 100 of people receive this. Why you do not send your reflection? Why you do not share? Don't give me anything. Don't give me any excuse. You're not serious. If you're serious, you send reflection. You sit down, write it. You tell me I'm a lower than a teacher in college. What I'm doing with you is not important to you than a small essay or essay in a job or interview. Imagine now if you go to interview and they ask you to do some homework about certain product or knowledge. You will work very hard. And just one message daily is too much. It's too much for you to hear, too much for you to reflect, too much for you to send a message. Too much. Too much. Imagine, it's too much. I would think I would be busy and I would have hundreds and hundreds of messages. Every few days I get one, I get two, I get one, I get two. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Please go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah open for all of us, inshallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I don't know if you get my message. If you read Brother Habib carefully, message, if you read the reflection over the verses he have, I know he sent some verses which we talk about it like almost a week ago or 10 days ago. He didn't send me the fresh one. Hopefully he will send the fresh one, inshallah. But when I read his reflection, what reflect upon me and other? What happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, you cannot let the deaf hear. You cannot make the blind see. You cannot allow the dead to hear you. Do you understand? If you stop in here, if I won't give you explanation about these verses, it's very deep. It's very deep. And it's very scary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the example of the person cannot see, cannot hear like a dead person. What it meaning? Finished. Your chance of hidayah is finished. Your chance of changing is finished. Your chance to say even forgive me Allah or give me tawbah is finished. Any chance between you and Allah and other is gone. You have no chance. But in the meantime, Allah give me a warning for me. I'm still alive. You will not believe this. Supposed to be for kuffar. The ones who cannot see the ayat of Allah. The ones who cannot comprehend the ayat of Allah. And when I read Brother Habib messages, this was the first message I can feel honest to Allah, Brother Habib, in the beginning of the journey of Iman. Because if, this I will show you, tell you the truth, if you can read Quran, and Quran is recited to you, and Allah is talking to you, and you cannot comprehend it, and a person talking to you, and explain it to you, and you cannot comprehend it, something wrong with me. Meaning Allah is not written for me to comprehend. Wal'iyadhu billah. Allah is not written for me to see. Why? Why Allah blind me? Why Allah not allow me to see? Is my status of my heart? Is my status of my heart? Again, arrogant, ego, having complained, lack of shukr, lack of contentment. Deep inside, I have resentment and things against somebody. I have no clean heart. If I have clean heart, wallahi, wallahi, you will be weeping. You will see what nobody can see. You can comprehend what nobody can comprehend. And it reflects in your heart, reflect in your action, reflect in your smile, reflect in your face. Look at your mirror. Look how you look like and ask yourself, where is coming from? It's not the ugly of the face, it's the ugly of the heart. When the heart has no real thanks and contentment with Allah, is a big musibah. This is a musibah of the musibah. When I do not thank Allah for the ultimate gift, guidance, is a musibah. Is a big musibah. Is a big musibah when I'm drowning in the rahmah of Allah, in the goodness of Allah, and in spite of all that, deep inside, I'm rebellious, meaning I have the quality of shaitan. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, what you're hearing is the mother of all the knowledge. This is what the whole Quran all about. And when you hear Quran, you will see it. The message repeated over and over again, over and over again, emphasized over and over again. I hope my message is clear. I hope so. You know, I will end it as one thing. Whoever Allah give guidance, nobody can make him stray. And whoever Allah stray, nobody can give him guidance. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, clean. Don't sleep with dirty in your heart. Don't. It will get you. I promise you, it will get you. And you will wake up one day, you will find everything is lost. And you try to grasp it, it will be too late. I bear witness to Allah. I'm giving you this message for Sabilillah. And I hope Brother Habib forgive me of the detail of what I said. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. May Allah put barak and nur and qabul in everything I say and do. And may Allah save us and make us live and die with a pure heart. In the day is no money or family will benefit us except those who meet Allah with a pure heart. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah accept and put wisdom and nur and qabul in everything I say and I do.